Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. It's been a little while since I've uploaded a recording. Since I've made a podcast, but there has been a reason for that. As you might be able to tell from my voice, I've been a little unwell. And that's because I finally caught COVID. And let me tell you, it was worse than I was expecting it was going to be. For some reason, I thought that maybe because, well, I'm not young, but maybe because I'm not that old, that if I caught it, I would just get over it pretty quickly and maybe it wouldn't affect me so bad. Maybe it would just be like a cold, that kind of thing. But it wasn't. It was like a flu. And I was ill for about 3 days. Well, I say ill. I'm still ill now. But I mean, like, I was completely out of action for 3 days. So for 3 days, I couldn't really do anything. I remember, I think on the first day that I sort of felt that I was getting something. In the morning, I remember going for a walk. And I remember thinking, I'm just going to fight this off. I'm just going to, you know, like, just keep working through it and not let it get to me. But like halfway around that walk, I just felt like, oh no, I just want to go back home now. I started feeling much worse. And then after that, I couldn't really do anything. I spent a lot of time just lying down, just resting, just feeling pretty terrible. I have felt like that before, I think. I remember like when I was a child and getting some kind of flu virus, feeling sort of that level of ill. I can't remember because we're talking about years ago. I can't remember if it was as bad as this coronavirus was for me. But yeah, I'd say the two things were pretty similar. So it wasn't anything new. It wasn't like a new experience for me, I don't think. But it's certainly like the first time in a long time I remember feeling so unwell. But after 3 days of really being out of action, and on the third day I spent the whole morning in bed, and then I spent much of the afternoon just like lying down, doing nothing. And I think that day was like a recovery day. Like the two first days for me, I was just suffering with it a lot, but I was still like awake and I was still walking around. And I remember like my muscles were just really aching and weak. Like going up the stairs was so hard and just bending down was so hard. And if you bend down, you feel all this like pressure in your head, and I had a headache all the time, and I didn't have a sore throat, but yeah, I lost my sense of taste and smell, and my stomach was a bit upset. It didn't quite feel right, and I lost my appetite. I just didn't feel hungry at any point in time. I didn't feel thirsty either, so I didn't really drink much, even though you're supposed to, I believe. So yes, just lots of lying around. And feeling cold. That was a weird thing. We've had some amazing weather in England lately, and I've not been able to enjoy any of it, of course, because I've been so ill. And the temperature's been, I think it's been up to 30, maybe over 30 in some places. And I've been cold. I've been walking around with like a jumper on and a t-shirt and like some big like dressing gown, house coat sort of thing, because I've just been feeling shivery and cold. Even when I'm like sitting in like a really hot room, I've just been cold. It's been weird. So I've been going through like feeling really cold and then afterwards feeling really hot, and then feeling really cold again, and then feeling really hot. So that cycle has been happening quite often. But anyway, those are the, you know, that those were like the 3 days where it was sort of at its worst. And then I think after that, it's sort of just like recovery time. So now I think I've got a little bit of a headache left. Well, yes, I can feel it. I've got a little bit of a headache, but sometimes I don't really notice it. Or maybe it's like caffeine related. Maybe I haven't had a tea yet this morning, so maybe it's that. Who knows? There's my voice. I think that's an obvious change that hasn't quite mended itself yet. That's not better yet. And what else? There's one thing that's it. Taste. That's what I wanted to say. My taste, my sense of smell, and my sense of taste, I guess so, both of those senses have not gone. They're still there, but they're like really weak or strange now. So every morning I've been sniffing coffee as a test. Because it's quite a strong smell, coffee. So I've been sniffing it every morning to see if my sense of smell is getting any better. And so far, I don't think it is. And if your sense of smell isn't getting any better, then your sense of taste probably isn't getting better either, because the two are so strongly linked together. If you can't smell something, it changes the way it tastes a lot. And the way food tastes at the moment is just really bizarre. It's very strange indeed. It's like I can taste the saltiness of certain things and the sweetness, but all of the bits in the middle are gone. Not completely gone, but like really, really weak, so that everything you try, it tastes different to what you were expecting, usually in a very bad way. Well, I think always in a bad way. So at the moment, food tastes pretty horrible to me, and not just food, drinks as well. Everything, every taste, every smell is just weird and horrible and not very pleasant. So although my appetite has come back, I'm feeling like hungrier, you know, at breakfast time, at dinner time, at lunchtime. See, it's come back, but at the same time, I sort of think, well, not really looking forward to eating anything because it's all going to taste horrible, isn't it? And I don't think there's anything you can do to sort of fix it. I think you've just got to wait until it gets better. I forgot to say, my mother had coronavirus before me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And that's where I caught it from. My father hasn't got coronavirus. I don't know why. I think he must be immune to it. Because obviously he sleeps next to my mother at night, and there's no, like, you know, there's no protection. He doesn't wear a mask when he sleeps. Not that it would help in a room where you're lying next to someone all night. But I don't know. He hasn't caught it, and it's amazing. Anyway, sense of taste. I think you just got to wait until it gets better. And my mother, I think her sense of taste is already back. She said it's fine now. And that's been, I guess, maybe, I don't know, after a week from when she first had it. So it's taken her, I don't know, under a week, I think, to get her sense of taste back. But I was reading on the NHS website, which is our National Health Service, about coronavirus and about... Do they call it coronavirus now? Or do they call it COVID? I think they call it COVID. It's both, isn't it? But like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they refer to it as COVID. anyway, it was saying that one in three people have a problem with their, like, smell and taste for up to 3 months. So it can take 3 months to recover. And I thought, wow, can you imagine not being able to smell and taste properly for 3 months? That would be quite hard. That would be quite a pain. So I'm hoping it's not going to take that long. And apparently there are some rare cases where people have had it, like they've had this, like, problems with their taste and their smell for like years after COVID. So I'm really hoping I'm not one of those people. So yeah, maybe it'll get better soon. Anyway, compared to the jab that I had, because I think the first time I had a jab, like an injection, you know, a vaccination for COVID, I probably felt the worst, and I spent a bit of time in bed. And then the second time I felt a bit better, and I think the third time I didn't really feel anything at all. Just a tiny bit ill. I think the way you feel after a vaccination, after a jab, is sort of like a mini COVID. You know, it's not the real thing, but it's sort of, there are some bits that are a bit similar, but it's like the severity, like how serious it is very, very different. So I know some people were worried about how, you know, about being ill after getting a vaccination. But if I had a choice of getting a vaccination or getting COVID, you know, I would get the vaccination, because I would much rather feel a tiny, tiny bit ill compared to like the COVID ill, which is a lot more ill. But unfortunately, I've had three vaccinations, and the last one I had was in December. So, you know, it's like over half a year now, and after half a year the vaccinations don't really do much anymore, so it's like I'm unvaccinated again, so I don't really have any protection, or I didn't have any protection from coronavirus. But at least now that I've had it, and I've managed to fight it off, I've managed to get better, I should have protection against it again, like natural antibodies instead of the antibodies that the vaccination causes your body to create. So yes, once again, I've got some protection against COVID, but unfortunately, I had to get COVID to get that protection. I think if I had a choice, I would have rather had a fourth jab. It's a shame we're not doing that still in England. Yeah, because it's not pleasant, I'll be honest. It's not something that you want to catch. I'm sure many people listening to this have already caught it, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. But for those of you who haven't, yeah, it's best that you try and avoid it, because it's like a really, really strong flu symptom, like a really, really bad cold. And of course, that's just my experience of it. Everyone experiences it differently. And for some people, it won't be so bad, actually. Some people can get it and not feel very much. Some people can get it and feel nothing, don't even know they've got it. They're asymptomatic. And some people have a much worse reaction than I do, of course, as we all know. But just based upon my experience, I would say you definitely want to avoid it if possible. So please take care. Anyway, just before I go, I'd just like to, firstly apologize for not releasing a podcast episode, and also offer my apologies to anyone who I haven't replied to yet, because I know some of you have gone in touch through YouTube comments or Instagram or perhaps Patreon. So I will get back to you as soon as I can. But until next time, bye-bye.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.